guys. Welcome back to Unsolicited. I'm Angelica.
And I'm Haley.
And tomorrow's Halloween.
Wow. What are we doing for Halloween?
No. I don't...
At literally nothing.
Probably... We're just gonna watch horror movies. It'll be fine. It's okay.
If you go to a party, don't.
Yeah, we've been seeing people dress up for Halloween. I was dropping our friend Brayden off at his dorm, and whenever I was driving back to the apartment, I, like, saw Mario. Mm. I saw Woody. I saw...
Yeah, they were out early. They were Thursday night Halloweening.
Yeah, those are probably all the business students.
They don't have class today. Don't they got homework?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They like, party on a Wednesday, and they're like, it's fine.
You mean Thursday?
No, sometimes I hear, like, stuff going on, like, at a Tuesday.
Turn up Thursday. Oh, that's Thirsty Thursdays. Oh, wait. Charles is calling us.
Hey, so we're recording our podcast right now, but there was one question that we had left on the boys podcast, and we were hoping you could...
Answer it live.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We're recording, like, right now, so.
So, CJ, here's the question from our... Instagram at unsolicited podcast, if you want to, or I think it's unsolicited.podcast. So she asked, this guy comes and talks to me about life and feelings towards me, then dates later goes, we should be friends. Is there a motive? Do you guys, wait, what? Is there a motive guys do that?
Is there a reason that a guy would do that?
Yeah, so he's like talking about his feelings that he like has towards her. But then, like, a couple days later, he's like, we should be friends.
All right, there are a couple possibilities. Okay. All right, one, post-nut clarity.
Okay.
All right, like, they're feeling something, and then realize later, maybe I don't want to, like, ruin a friendship type thing, you know? Another one, they could actually just want to be friends and thought, oh, they may have been coming on a little bit strong. But I think the most likely reason is that guy likes this person and wants to be more than friends, but they're also afraid of, like, ruining a relationship by you know, taking it to something more than friendship. That's my take, personally. I can't speak for every guy, but I think... Those are the three possibilities that pop into my guy brain.
What do you think she should do? Just, like, be friends with him, but be open to other things if she likes him too, I guess?
Well, if she likes him too, the best thing I always say is to be open about it, right? Like talk about it. Like, if you like him and you think he might like you, like, yeah, what? Like, you're already friends. What's the harm of talking about it? Like, maybe it'll be awkward for... a little bit, maybe, but really it probably won't be. And either worst case scenario, he's like, oh no, I actually did just want to be friends. But best case scenario, it works out and you can become something better and you're both happier.
You could be like, hey, do you like me or something? It's like, nah, dude, like I only like you as a friend. Like, yeah, because I like don't like
same,
you.
That's how exactly same how I feel too.
Ditto. Oh, no. Ditto. 6 feet
away in that hot tub.
What are you saying? What'd you say? I missed that.
I meant to be 6 feet away from you in that hot tub, but I was fine. I came off a little strong.
Like the Vine. CJ, you still use Vine? Yeah. Vine references.
Okay.
Yeah, I say, just talk to him about it. That's the best way.
But that's hard. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
I'd like to opt to never talk to a man for the rest of my life.
Good things don't come easy, you know?
Wow, that's good advice. Thanks, CJ.
Thanks, CJ. That was great.
Anytime. I'm here if you want my wisdom.
All right, okay.
We'll let you know if there's any more bro questions in the future.
All right.
You're going to be the spokesperson for all men.
For every man.
For every man, woman, and child on earth.
That's a high order right there.
Okay.
All right, well, good luck with the rest of your podcast.
Thank you. Thanks. Okay, love you.
Love you too, bye.
I was trying to say as quiet as possible because I didn't want to get bullied.
Okay, where were we?
Oh, wait. Oh, we're talking about Halloween. We're talking about partying. We were talking about how people...
We did go to a party last year, though. We went to two parties. I was dressed as a slutty minion for one party. And I was dressed as a scarecrow for another party.
Last year, for Halloween weekend, I went as Lilo, and CJ went as Stitch. But his costume was just some, like, Walmart dry fit hoodie zipper jacket thing. And then I bought face paint from the dollar store, and I, like, did, like, Stitch's nose or whatever. But, like, it, like, stained his skin. So there was, like, a mark, like, on his nose for a while.
You did Rosie the Riveter.
Oh, yeah, I did.
It was cute.
We really went to multiple events.
We're
popular at Webb.
Yeah, we are. We're out in the town. Uptown girl.
Halloween weekend was pretty fun.
It was fun. Rip. Oh, next Halloween we can go to six and get turned up.
See, because, yeah, here's the thing. I'm, like, also not really trying to go to, like, those kind of parties again, because at that point, I'll be of age.
Yeah, it's like if you actually, I don't know.
We go there to drink water, so.
We do go there to drink water.
They got special water. they got spicy water.
Just dull pineapple juice. I don't know. King's Hawaiian. Or what is it called? Hawaiian Punch.
Hawaiian Punch is
King's Hawaiian's the bread.
Oh my gosh. Y'all, do y'all drink high C fruit punch? Leave it in the comments. I like how there's no comments in Spotify. Okay, I guess.
Leave us a review. 5 stars for high C fruit punch.
Can you? Oh yeah, 5 stars for high C fruit punch. Not even for our podcast. So I guess for starters, we can do highs and lows of our week. Oh, good.
Good.
Okay. Haley was playing with one of my pets. Okay. I guess low for my week would have to be, so fun fact, y'all, I used to have braces in high school, and after I got my braces off, I had these retainers that are kind of, they look like Invisalign, and so after a while, those clear Invisalign retainers get pretty gross, even if you, like, brush them and try to clean them the best you can, like, they still look kind of whack. So for a while, for several months, I stopped wearing my retainer because I was like, this is gross, I don't want to put this in my mouth anymore. And then I, for some reason, I was like, you know what, maybe I should try putting the retainer in my mouth again, and it hurt like a mother freaker. Yesterday I tried to wear it throughout the entire day, unless if I was, like, eating, but, like, my mouth was so sore from it, it felt like I got braces again, so I need to start wearing it at night. So that was my low. Also, I have this, like, now I have this, like, fear of impending doom that, like, my teeth are gonna go back to the way they were when I was growing up, and I had really fucked up teeth. Like, it was, like, a party in the front. All of them wanted to be in the front. I had big teeth. They just all wanted to get behind each other. I, like, whenever I first got my braces, it looked like constellations in my mouth because it was, like, definitely not in a line. So I guess for a high would be, I joined this, like, honor society at UT, so I had the induction ceremony yesterday, so that was pretty fun. It was, like, kind of lame considering, like, the circumstances we're in, but I mean, that's the best they could do, and so, yeah. Those are my highs and lows for the week. What about you, Haley?
I don't know. I feel like I have a lot of those, like, double-edged sword moments where I'm like, this was good, but also it sucked ass. I I ghosted my therapist this week. I just, like, I had one session with her. I guess I shouldn't make assumptions after one session, but, like, I was carrying the convo, and literally, like, I'm like, I'm here because I don't know how to express emotions. And then she was like,
how does that make you feel?
Yeah, like, girl, I don't know. I guess I'm good.
In my professional opinion as a psych major. No, just kidding. I just think that, because I was telling Haley this, if you guys are looking for a therapist in your life, I think it's really important to establish your expectations for the therapist, because at the end of the day, you're the one that's paying for them to talk to you. Like, they're technically your employee. So, like, you can say it in a nice, respectful way, but just be like, hey, I need you to do more.
Yeah, because she just, like, wasn't talking at all. I'm like, if I could have just had this same conversation with anyone else.
Yeah.
Like, you, and I understand the whole thing where it's like, she needs to get to know me, but it's like, she's not asking me things to get to know me.
I feel like you should just explicitly tell her that, like,
girl, you gotta give me something.
Yeah, you should just be like,
I can't just talk about just be everything.
Like, I think, yeah, if you are just straight up and say, like,
because another thing is, like, when things happen and I, like, get mad or sad or whatever, I forget, like, 2 hours later. So she's like, how was this week? I don't remember. I don't remember what I did yesterday. I don't remember how I felt.
So. Yeah, because I think you need to, like, establish... Yeah, she needs to, like, know your background and, like, who you are generally speaking. So, yeah, but if you're like, hey, listen, I know this is, like, the time where you need to get to know me, but I don't really know where to start, and I feel like it's awkward if I, like, just start talking about myself, so if you can give me guided questions, I'd greatly appreciate it.
It felt like that date with that bridge boy. But worse!
Because you're paying...
about bridges to talk about myself. So it was good that I didn't have to go, because I really didn't want to go, so I canceled. But it was bad because I am not progressing forward. It's fine.
I think you should give it another shot.
I rescheduled my appointment.
Oh,
unfortunately.
Yeah, Haley will keep us posted.
Like, Sophie, you're making my issues
worse. The Sophie saga.
You're making my issues worse because I don't want to be here. I don't know. I'm having a lot of doctor issues. Yesterday, my jaw is all fucked up. And I've been having these, like, issues in my jaw for, like, the past 5 years. And so yesterday I was like, I'm going to do it. Like, I'm going to find a facial surgeon. But every facial surgeon in Austin doesn't work with the one issue that I need treated. And also, I was looking at WebMD.
You're, like, yelling.
And it sent me to porn.com.
They're, like, butt cheeks on her screen.
Literally, like, badges on my screen. Like, I just wanted to go to, like, Spicewood... facial surgeons.
She got a virus.
Porn.com.
You were just seeking medical attention.
And then I had to do it again so I could put up my story.
You had to click on the
porn. Yeah, I didn't find one. And then I called my insurance company. They haven't called me back. So, it's been good.
I fucking hate talking to insurance companies. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
They, like, talk down to you. And then they are like, we'll connect you to the other line.
You're like, do you have your birthday? Yes? What?
Well, and then one time I was, like, seeing if... I just wanted to triple check that my psychiatrist was under my, like, my network, so I didn't have to do the whole... How does it work?
I don't know. I asked my dad, and he's like, you have to pay 80%, and I was like, never mind.
No, yeah, because I don't really know how out-of-network works. Me I just know either. It's expensive. Like, yeah. It's very, very expensive. So I wanted to triple check since I was already on the line with the insurance company. So she was like, we'll transfer you back. I was on hold for 35 minutes, and then they were like, goodbye, and they hung up.
That's happened to me before. Like, I try to order my medicine. They're like, okay, let me, like, send you to this special one. Like, hey,
goodbye.
Stop. And I'm like, oh.
Thank you for calling Magellan. And then they're like, wah, wah. And then they, like, hang up. But then at that point, I was too lazy, so I just didn't.
Also, stuff is so confusing, especially with this, like, whole oral thing, because I have different, like, I have mental health care, and then I have dental care, and then I think I have, like, different eye care.
Don't even get me started on that. That's, like...
Like, what part of the body do we need?
All of its health.
Exactly.
I need eyes. I need...
Just do
I need
full,
teeth.
Just, yeah, exactly.
That's a part of life.
Just do the whole thing. The whole... Whole number.
Mental
together.
Health, I need
a
to
brain.
I need a brain. I need to be able to function mentally speaking to be alive. That's life insurance, right? That should be under my life insurance policy.
What?
No, it's like I feel like all of it's just I mean, like if it has to do with your body, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. What's my high? My high is that I went back gluten-free, so I don't feel like literally my insides are like a water slide. Like,
on. That awkward moment where your insides feel like Schlitterbahn.
Yeah, my insides were literally like a
feel like the Master stuff. Blaster.
Yeah. My anus was the Master Blaster.
Bitch!
But we're okay now. We're improving.
You literally just said your ass was the Master Blaster. That is not okay.
What's the one wolf pack?
Wolfpack.
Yeah, that's on the Master Blaster thing. Have you not been to Schlitterbahn?
I haven't been since, like, our band trip in middle school.
I don't know. My other high, we watched this show called Servants, and it was fun because, like, I feel like I haven't watched, like, TV in a long time.
We should do a mini review of Servant.
Okay, mini review of Servant.
Get to give a synopsis with that.
If you have Apple TV and you don't want Servant to be spoiled for you, don't listen to this podcast.
Skip, like, a minute or two ahead or something.
But You can explain it, and then I'll tell my opinion.
Okay, there's, like, a lot of random details, but I'll just give, like, the general gist of everything. So, it starts off with this couple, and they have a baby, and they hire this nanny who's, like, weird and religious, but religious, like, in a creepy way. And so the entire first episode is, like, them getting to know her, having dinner with her, and at the end of the episode, you figure out that their baby is a reborn doll, which a reborn doll is, like, what parents used with, like, the grieving process of losing a child. So it's kind of like the stand-in baby until you are in a better mental state to actually cope with the grief. So
I feel like that's just counterintuitive. Like, no, you're just in denial the whole time. Like, for years you're in denial.
Yeah.
Like, you need to go through the five stages.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's, like, that's... Yeah, you're right. It's just, you can't, like, put a Band-Aid on, like, a wound that's that big.
Yeah, because I feel like you could, not Band-Aid, but you can, like, go through all the mental stuff after, like, during the grieving process.
Yeah.
Like, she should have hooked it up with Sophie.
Sophie.
My therapist. With that ginger girl, the mom, while she was grieving. Yeah. You tell her all about it.
So, the rest of the story, they end up, yeah, you figure out it's, like, a doll. And then, so, the husband is, like, normal. By normal, he knows that the baby is a doll, but the mom doesn't know that. Or she kind of does, but, like, she won't accept it. So, the husband pulls the nanny to the side. It's like, yo, low-key, like, you don't have to keep up with this whole business. Like, whenever my wife is gone, you can chill and, like, eat chips and stuff.
Such a good hookup. Like, she could have just gone wherever she wanted.
And she's like, whatever, what do you mean, Mr. Turner? Jericho is alive. And I was like, and then we're just like, what the hell? And then, oh, and also the mom, her brother's Ron Weasley.
Good. Yes, Ron Weasley is American and yeah. He does cocaine.
Yeah, so then the two normal people, for a majority of the show, it's Rupert Grint and the husband. And, what else happens? Oh, this is, like, kind of crazy. So then, the husband comes home one day, and he hears, like, a baby crying in the nursery. And then he's like, what in God's name? Goes into the nursery, there's an actual baby that replaced the reborn doll. So he's like, who the fuck's baby this is? And, like, after, he, like, realizes, like, it was maybe their son, like, actually their son, just, like, born again.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just, like, witch shit that happens, like, she thinks, like, impure thoughts and, like, whips herself, like, it's, like,
yeah, that's weird. She, like, hella reads the Bible.
Yeah. Which, it was just, like, the way she, like, did everything was, like, really, really creepy.
She definitely has the hots for the husband.
Yeah, he, like, would hold her hand.
I mean, and he's then she cute, would, like... but, like, maybe we need to not do that.
Should we spoil the ending?
Yeah, so it ends up that, like, she is part of a cult, and, like, her aunt and uncle come back, and they're like, Leanne, you need to come to the family and, like, turn your life back to God. And she does.
Yeah, because then you figure, oh, so throughout the entire show, they're kind of hinting towards, like, are we going to tell the nanny what actually happened to Jericho? And everyone's like, whoa, like, what's the actual thing that happened to Jericho? I thought he just, like, died because of natural causes. Apparently, the mom was left alone with the baby for a week because the husband had to go on some...
Unchopped.
He had to go on Chopped because he's a chef. So he, like, went to film this TV show. And then, so she was stuck with the baby, not working or anything. It was just her and the baby. And she kind of, like, got delirious in a way because she was stuck with the baby. The baby was, like, 2 weeks old. Like, that's probably the craziest time whenever you have, like, a newborn child is, like, just trying to get them to sleep and stuff. And so... It was during the summer in New York or wherever they're from.
Yeah, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. And okay, I don't know why I'm laughing. It's actually really fucked up. She left the baby in the car.
But for like 10 hours.
Yeah, Haley and I were talking about that. We're because like at that point, that's just a lot.
Yeah, she would like go in the nursery and like
turn on the
fan. Yeah, like go through the motions of like putting the baby down for like a nap or like for bed and just not realize that the baby isn't there.
Yeah, because, like...
Like, if it was, like, 2 hours, I don't know, 2 or 3, like, the baby still would have probably been dead. But yeah. It would have made more sense.
Well, here's the thing, too. Because, like, I'm not...
Like, vibing for, like, a long time.
I, like, clearly being a mom is, like, a super difficult job, especially if you have a baby. But I just don't understand, like, it wasn't even a week she was left alone with the baby. She's not working. Like, some people have to do that and work. And, yeah, like, they can figure it out. So I don't understand. Like, I know it's, like, a show. Like,
you can't make assumptions on motherhood.
Yes.
But, yeah. I just think it was too many hours.
Yeah, like, literally, like, she went grocery shopping, like, in the morning, and it was, like, 11 p.m. at night.
Yeah, she was, like, fully sleeping. I'm like, you just didn't realize that you didn't, like, put your baby to bed. You had the baby monitor out, you realized the
baby. Yeah, she had the baby monitor.
She would, like, go in the nursery, and, like, the baby obviously isn't in the crib, and she's just, like, being fine.
Yeah, so after they reveal that in the story, you kind of understand why her grieving process is so...
like,
kind of
crazy.
It's, like, yeah, it's like, worse than... yeah, then, like, the baby dying naturally.
Except there was a part where we thought she threw the baby out the window.
No, because the window was open the entire time in the nursery. I was like, did she just get pissed off and just, like, drop kick the baby, like, out the window?
You used to watch those things on Oprah where it's, like, the moms that, like, those are sad. Those are creepy.
Yeah, so, like, in middle school and also elementary school, I was, like, really into watching, like, Oprah episodes or Oprah clips. And there's this one episode, I think they deleted it, probably because how fucked up it is, but... Oprah, like, in the 90s, went to this women's, all-women prison, and she interviewed mothers who killed their own babies. Like, not kids, like, babies. And they were just talking about how, like, they were just so fed up with the kid that whenever the kid was, like, crying, that they would just, like, drop the baby or, like, throw the baby.
That's crazy.
Like, that's, like, actually fucked up.
My thing is, like, I don't know, I also can't make statements on motherhood. But if the baby isn't, like, yeah, babies are annoying because they cry. So if the baby doesn't, like, immediately have a need, you can just, like, put it down in the crib and, like, leave for, like, 20 minutes. Like, she'll be
fine.
Yeah,
you just have to, like, ensure that they don't need anything.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if the diaper's good, it's, like, it's full and then it's not getting hurt.
Yeah, because I'm, like, also in this, like...
You can chill for 15 minutes. You can go...
I'm in this attachment relationships class where it's, like, basically the professor is, like, your parents' marriage determines your success in, like, romantic relationships in the future. However,
my parents are divorced.
No comment on my parents. But on the bright side, though, guys, if you do end up getting into a romantic relationship, that person, your significant other, can undo those traumas over time. Also... my professor literally told me that in order to develop, those connections or those, like, attachments to that person, you need to at least be together for 2 years. It's scientifically proven. So all those people that got married within under a year, like, I'm talking to y'all.
We just knew. I'm like, you scientifically don't know.
Yeah, like, literally, it's empirically supported that you don't know that you actually love them. You need at least 2 years. I mean... maybe if you, like, if you've known each other for more than 2 years.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
But, like... if you just, like, right from the get-go, you just started
love
dating.
Love at first sight.
Oh, my God.
Love at first sight.
That is actually bullshit. You just think they're hot. Like, you just think they're hot. That's not love.
Okay, if Harry Styles wants to hit me up, we've been in a 10-year-long relationship. Long distance.
Long distance.
So it's gonna work. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, wait.
Our star signs are compatible.
Oh, so, my God. I don't know anything
that's
about star leaning.
Sign. I only know that I'm compatible with Aquariuses. I think Sagittarius is, and
wow.
Libras.
Oh, my God. We should also mention how we know someone that was on Oprah.
Oh, yeah. My brother's ex-girlfriend from high school. And then her little brother was in our grade.
It was crazy, though. Crazy. Yeah, so Oprah ended, what, like in 2010 or something?
Oprah's over?
Yeah.
Where is she now? Oprah, where are they now, Oprah?
No, because she has, like, own... the channel. Yeah, yeah. So she has, like, several shows within her channel own, but she doesn't have, like, Oprah the show anymore. But I'm pretty sure she has a Apple TV original where she interviews people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I might watch that because I really like Oprah. But anyway, so Oprah had this series on her own YouTube channel, and it was, like, where are they now with her favorite stories that she's done over the years. And one of them, she literally went to Leander, y'all. Oprah was in Leander. Oprah was in Williamson County Prison to interview. So the person that we know, Haley's brother's ex.
We're with them now, I guess.
Huh?
It's fine.
Oh.
It's fine. Like, they're not going to come to our house.
Whoop.
Here's my address.
Okay, well, they went.
It's fine.
Oh, my God, I didn't. It's fine. So, I'm like, social security number is. Yeah. So we were in the same grade as
the little brother,
and their story was, it was just a general story of the mom cheating on the husband and then the mom leaving, so then the husband had to be a single dad for both of the kids. And then yeah, it was just like, I think it was just an episode like on divorce or just like cheating or something. So she went to Leander.
The mom went to jail.
Yeah, the mom went to jail because she like just probably got into like a bad crowd. Yeah. And she went to their house in Leander and like interviewed them while we were in the same, going to the same school as that kid.
Yeah. And Oprah came to my house.
No, and literally there was like one like transition shot where they were driving past our middle school. And I was like, I'm so sorry, Oprah, you had to see Leander middle school.
Looks grody.
Yeah, it looks like a mental asylum. But yeah, it was pretty cool.
About Servant. Yeah, my review on Servant is, my least favorite thing that happens in movies and TV shows is like genre switching. Like, what's that? Safe Haven? Where she's a ghost? I hated that shit so much.
I remember watching that middle school. I was like, damn.
I hated that. Oh my god.
I was like, damn, that really hits.
So I feel like a Servant was kind of teetering because the whole show, other than like Leanne's kind of weird, which like a lot of people are just weird, it's not like witchy. But then like at the end, they're like, it's witchy. Like she can bring Jericho back to life. So I Jericho's feel like the baby. They were kind of like, they didn't introduce the witchy stuff enough to make it make sense in, like, the world.
I agree.
Because, like...
I agree.
Yeah.
I think it was such a slow burn, because there were 10 episodes. I feel like it was a slow burn up until the 9th episode.
Nothing like, really happened until episode 6, and the uncle came.
Yeah, TBH. Like, it was...
It was just, like... They're living in the house and, like, Jericho's a baby.
It was kind of, like, the same frustrations I had whenever we tried to watch
Bly Manor.
Bly Manor. It was, like, they kept on introducing new shit. And then, like, just, like...
Like, the last 4 episodes, they introduced, like, 6 characters. And, like, you know Wanda, the lady with the kid? Like, she had no importance. Like, there was just no reason why she had to be there. Like, they could have just left out her whole story and it would have been fine.
Yeah, also, like, randomly, the girl would, like, piss me off for, like, little things. Not even, like, the fact that she was doing witchy shit. Like, she would just, whenever she was home alone with Jericho, she would let people into the house.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that pissed me off. That would piss me off.
Like, the neighbor just knocked on the door, and she's like, do you want to come in? And then the neighbor's like, can I leave my child with you? And she's like, yeah, sure.
What?
You don't know her.
Honestly, that pissed me off more than, like, any of the shit.
Being a witch.
Yeah, her being a witch and, like... summoning the devil. Like, I was just annoyed. I was like, you're literally working for them and you're letting randos in. Okay. I think the show was okay. I just don't think it was the thing that M. Night Shyamalan needed to
like bring back his career.
Yeah, because we're really not gonna talk about the live action Avatar. We're really not gonna talk about that.
Split was like kinda good.
Oh, I've already Split was fine.
I don't know what else he's done.
Oh, I actually had to write something about how like Split depicts mental illness in a negative way. So I literally had to explicitly put, I was like, if you have dissociative identity disorder, you will not turn into a superhuman beast.
You will not be the beast.
Yeah, you won't turn, one of your alters will not be the beast.
That's the thing I kind of don't understand about DID, and I probably should just like look it up on Wikipedia or something. But maybe it's because like Split was a movie, but they're like, if one of the alters like has diabetes, like that person has diabetes, but only in their I don't know. Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's like a new set of memories.
It's like one alter can have asthma, but the other ones don't. I'm like, how is that possible if you're living in the same body?
You don't.
Okay.
You don't. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe that was just in the movie.
Yeah.
Because I was like, that kind of doesn't add up.
Yeah, because it's interesting too, because they've done experiments where like the people clearly, like, if they have DID, they do have like different alters, but at the same time they did this experiment where they tried to track I guess like just electric like impulses like within their brain, and like every time they would like show something to one alter, and then once another alter appeared, they would show the same thing, but whenever the brain sees something that they recognize, it's a different...
Oh, did they actually not remember?
Yeah, it was, like, a different... Oh, yeah, so they actually, cool. Didn't remember. So, they... In order... So, like, that's how
that's
they...
That's kind of cool, because
they distinguish...
I would think if I, like, what I would, like, hypothesize before is, like, they remember, it's, like, they in the brain, they remember, like, the electrical impulses come up, but they can't, like, convey that.
Access it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, that's how people know, because, okay, here's the thing, too, because DID was kind of sensationalized by the media, by, like, I don't know if you guys have heard the book or the movie Cybele. No. So it's, like, about a girl who has DID. So, not saying that DID is invalid, because it's definitely something that someone can be diagnosed with, but there was, like, a large surge of cases of DID after that movie or book came out, and so there's, like, been research, too, about how since it was, like, sensationalized, it's, like, there might be less cases than we actually think.
You should have written about Trisha Paytas' DID.
Jessica's coming forward. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I'm just thinking about Trisha and she...
Trisha. She's Paytas. Like, T is coming forward. Yes.
But yeah, that was, like, interesting to write about. And I just, like, talked about the cause so people can understand that it shouldn't be something that should be stigmatized. Yeah. Like, because the reason why people have DID is because they experience childhood traumas and their personality fractures in order to, like, compartmentalize that trauma. So it's, like, that's how they kind of put it aside. They physically, like, or not physically, mentally just make a new person out of that. So then that's how they deal with everything.
Yeah. I watched a YouTube reaction to the Trisha Paytas video from this girl that, like, actually has DID on YouTube called Dissociad. So if you have any questions.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty cool.
Good on her. Yeah. Because she did an Anthony Padilla video. Anthony Padilla's girlfriend got canceled.
Oh, the makeup one?
Yeah. Glam and gore.
She was really good at special effects makeup. So in honor of Halloween, we found this article. And it was 50 spooky questions to ask your friend group to get into the Halloween spirit. I know we're going to be releasing this episode a couple days after Halloween, but we thought since it's fall...
It's thematic.
Yeah, it's fine. We already answered the first question before, I feel like.
No. No, we just have talked about it with Brayden.
Okay, so the first question on the list is, if you were given the death penalty, what would your last meal be?
Okay, so we've talked about this with Brayden often, and we're always like, okay, it has to be from one restaurant. And he said Cheesecake Factory, and I think I'm going to stick with that. Because Cheesecake Factory, you can get hella food. It's not amazing, but it's like fine. You can get so many assortments.
Oh, chocolate bread.
The last thing that you could taste is that freaking...
Oreo Dream Cheesecake
or whatever your option is. I like the tuxedo one. There's a Ghirardelli one. Oof.
Oh, yeah. Girl. Yeah.
So I think, I guess I would also eat at the Cheesecake Factory. And I wouldn't have to worry about the consequences.
Yeah, because it's like,
eh. Yeah. I mean, eating cheesecake and get messed up.
I won't be there to experience, like, the consequences in my bowels.
Yes.
I think to switch it up, because I kind of agree with that, like, Cheesecake Factory, but I don't want to say Cheesecake Factory, because that's boring, because Hillary said that.
I'm gonna get the Cajun pasta.
Okay, y'all, I'm literally a slut for Red Lobster. Like,
oh my god.
Literally, I could eat my body weight in Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Yeah.
Cheddar Bay biscuits, y'all. If you haven't been to Red Lobster, literally just pull up and get their Cheddar Bay biscuits.
I love lobster.
Yeah, I am also, fun fact about me, my favorite food is seafood. So I love eating, like, fish, crab, lobster, just anything like that. So I'd probably just get one of those, like, I literally know the name of the platter. Admiral's Feast. With some cheddar
biscuits. You're ordering to the, what are they, the corrections officers? One Admiral's Feast, please.
With extra Cheddar Bay biscuits. And they got really good smoothies there, so I would probably get a smoothie.
That's weird. Smoothies at Red Lobster. Do they have desserts?
Yeah, they do. It's like cheesecake.
Oh, okay.
And then, they have, like, a, like, that thing at Chili's. The chocolate molten.
Ooh, yes, please.
Yeah, so, yeah, my final response to that question would be Red Lobster, because taste.
Yeah.
This question's kind of stupid.
What do you want etched into your tombstone?
So, yeah, second question, what do you want etched into your tombstone?
Here lies, put a pun on my tombstone.
Here lies laser beam.
Not like that.
A pun?
Yeah, I'll let you draft it.
What?
Next question.
Okay, Yeah, we could just skip that. Okay, if you were to commit a murder, how would you go about it? Okay, actually,
I don't know.
Okay, I know this is like if you were to commit a murder, but I don't think I could ever kill someone.
Oh. No,
like,
yeah.
Like, ever. Like, even if they kill someone, like, they murder...
Like, you're not Dexter.
My immediate family, like, all of them, like, I don't think I could have the mental capacity or the moral capacity to kill someone. That's just, like, a lot.
I don't think I have the energy to, like, cover it up. I guess I'm bad at secrets.
But I think, like, at that point, like, they're just assuming that you're, like, that depressed and lost and grieving that you don't care about the repercussions of your actions, you know?
I mean, if I were to murder someone, which I don't think I wouldn't want to go to jail for it. I think... I just wouldn't... I don't know. I just wouldn't do it.
Okay, if... Okay,
if I had to... Yeah, if we had to. Biological warfare, like cyanide or something. Can you, like, aerate cyanide and, like, put it into a room? Like poison, like airborne poison.
Yeah, you could.
That's my thing.
Yeah, I think, because as I said, I wouldn't kill anyone, but this question is saying if I had to. I don't want to get, like, my hands dirty, if that makes sense. Like, I'm not trying to stab someone or shoot someone. Exactly. So I would probably poison them.
Yeah.
Like, in their food.
Okay.
Next question.
I swish.
Have you ever said Bloody Mary in front of a mirror?
I have not, because I have watched that Paranormal Activity movie where, like, they go in with the Jack and Jill bathroom, and then she, like, knocks on the door. No thanks.
I definitely have.
You have, really?
Yeah.
You don't mess with a ghost. I'm surprised.
No, because I was pressured by my white friends. We were, like, all having a sleepover. She was there. The burn.
Okay. I haven't, because I'm don't want to get possessed.
I was pressured, but if it was my choice, I wouldn't have. But yeah, I've done Bloody Mary before. Nothing happened. But did I almost shit myself? Absolutely. Next question.
Maybe I have.
You have?
I don't know. I don't recall.
You probably have.
I probably have with, like,
My god!
What?
I just remembered something so funny. Oh, sorry, okay. I, like, scared
when
you.
When I get nervous. You talking about Bloody Mary, I heard a noise, and then I was like,
okay. So, y'all remember Charlie?
Nicole.
Yeah. So, y'all, we were, I guess you guys already know that we were in band.
Charlie,
so, me, I think it was just me and Nicole. You were there?
Yeah.
We were doing the Charlie?
Yeah.
So, we were in a practice room. And the Charlie challenge, you just balance two, like, wooden pencils on each other. And then, it's, like, pointing towards yes or no. So, it's kind of like a Ouija board sort of thing. So, then... We were like, I was asking definitely targeted questions to Nicole. I was like, do you want to possess Nicole's body? And then I would exhale out of my nose so it would turn to yes.
Why would you think about Nicole?
Do you want to rip off Nicole's limbs? And throw her across the band hall and be like, yes. She's like, guys, this isn't funny anymore. She was so scared. Oh my god, that was so funny. That was, like, one of my best pieces of work, just doing that. Because I was like, clearly she could see if I would, like, blow it with my mouth. Yeah. So I just, like, exhaled out of my nose. Oh, my mind.
This is cool.
No, and then we would do things where it's like, do you want to possess Haley or Angelica? And then it would be like, no. Do you want to rip off Nicole's head? Do you want to drag Nicole to the depths of hell? Yeah.
This is, like, scaredy.
Yeah, that's the funny part, because we love our friend Nicole. She's super awesome, but it's just, like, it's so funny how, like, scared she gets sometimes. So she's usually the friend at, like,
she's
the butt,
like,
of the jokes.
One of those people that, like, does nothing and I'm laughing sometimes.
Like, sometimes...
Like, her aura, like, is funny.
Sometimes I like, watch Wipeout compilations.
You think of Nicole.
Not because I want Nicole to get hurt, but yeah, it's just, like, the fact that she's like, guys! Maybe we need to stop bullying Nicole. Love you, Nicole.
Love Nicole.
Next question. Would you spend a full night inside of a haunted house if someone paid you? Absolutely.
Yeah. By yourself. We should do it with Nicole.
I'm
not sure about by myself. Like, I get scared being here by myself, not even at night.
Oh, really?
But if it's like, yeah. By yourself? I don't think I could do it by myself.
Okay,
I don't even want to be in, like, a normal house by
myself. Here's the thing. So, like, I think I could spend a night by myself. If someone paid me, like, what if it's, like, $1 million?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, pretend it's $1 million. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I would spend the night in, like, the Amityville Horror House.
Okay.
Like, because that's, like, a house. But if we're talking about, like, a prison or, like, an old man, you know, big ones?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I don't think I could do that. Like, that's, like, a lot. Also, I'd probably, like, die because of all of, like, the shit that's growing in the walls and, like...
Get, Black Plague.
Yeah. So, it just depends on the building. But, like, if it was just, like, a house...
I think I would do anything for $1 million, but it's not my preference.
It's not my preference to sleep in an asylum.
By myself. We should...
I don't think I would sleep, which is worse.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't sleep. Why not? Oh, because you get, like...
You could see the ghosts.
There are also, like, things where... I don't know. I think I saw this on Twitter, so it's not a real fact. But it's, like, if you stare into darkness for a certain amount of time, your brain, like, creates images.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that. Wait, should I tell the doll story?
Oh, my God, yeah. Tell the doll story.
Okay, since this is the Halloween episode, I'm going to be telling some scary stories because I come from a Filipino family, which means we're Catholic, which means we're very superstitious. Okay, so even if you don't believe in ghosts, I feel like this story is eerie in of itself because of just what happened. So, my grandma, I've never met my grandparents on my mom's side, and my mom is the youngest out of, like, 10 children, and so that meant, like, whenever my mom was, like, in her, like, 20s or 30s, like, my grandma was pretty old at that point. So, my cousins were telling me, whenever we had, like, our little mini reunion, that my grandma kept one of my mom's dolls. And this doll was one of those porcelain, like, Mary Poppins dolls that were, like, 3 feet tall. So...
I think that makes it creepier that it's, like, kind of big.
No, yeah, it was big. It, like, had, like,
it's, like,
what
child
those, like,
size.
Yeah, it's child size. Like, it had the whole, like, white Mary Poppins dress, like, with the little, like, thing on
bonnet
on her head. And so... I wasn't super sure what kind of, like, illness my grandma had at that point towards the end of her life, but it was one of those illnesses that kind of, it, like, messed up how she, like, was seeing things and, like, how she was talking. Like, she was very disoriented. Like, something was always off about her. And so, at this point in her life, she would keep the doll with her, like, everywhere she went. Like, whenever she was sleeping, the doll would be propped up, like, standing. Whenever she would, like, go into, like, the kitchen, she would bring the doll with her. Like, it was really weird. And then she would also tell, like, the maids at the house to buy the doll clothes. So they would buy the doll clothes because, like, they couldn't say anything. And then my grandma would also give it a bath. She would, like, clean it. She would change its outfit. And so that, like, went on for a bit, and I remember my cousins were like, we're not trying to hang out with grandma because that's creepy as fuck. And she would also, whenever she would leave the house, she wouldn't bring the doll with her, but she would prop it up on the, so it was, like, looking out of the window on the second story, so it was overlooking the compound that my mom used to live in, so it would watch the kids play. So I was like, interesting. But here's the creepy part about it. So my cousins...
Who saw you this, Kif?
No, this is on my mom's side.
Oh.
So, Sam. No, Sam, okay. No, it was like, you don't know these cousins. Okay. And so my cousins, at first I didn't believe them because I was like, okay, this is like kind of whack. And they were telling me about how sometimes they would hear the doll like walking, which I was like, okay, that's like kind of horse shit, but whatever. And the creepy part was, so there's a mini hallway that goes into my grandma's old room. And she asked one of the people that like worked at the house, she was like, hey, can you install a second door at the end of the hallway to my room where the lock is on the outside? And then the person working at the house was like, yeah, I guess we can, but like, why would you want to put a lock on the outside? And then my grandma said, because I don't want the doll to get out. And whenever I heard that, that sent like chills down my spine, because even if, let's say the doll is, like, actually, there's no, like, demons or ghosts or anything. Like,
that's still, like, weird. Like, what made her think that the doll is gonna get out?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And so they never ended up putting that second door because I think she just ended up, like, passing away or something. And my mom had to fly back to the Philippines to, I guess, sort through my grandma's stuff. And my mom found the doll. And my mom told me she was 80% sure that she was gonna bring the doll back for me.
You could have been possessed.
I probably would have been weird or something. Like, I'm weird now, but, like witchy weird.
I was possessed, not clickbait.
Yeah. Wait, that's gonna be the title of this podcast episode.
Oh, you mean, I thought you meant now. She's gonna bring it back for you now. Oh, she's gonna bring it back for you, like, as a child.
Yeah, so my mom was, like, already anticipating that, like, her and my dad were gonna have a kid. And I guess she was, like, on the off chance it's a girl, I should bring it back. But then my mom was like, it's too big. I can't fit in my suitcase.
You would have been one of those kids where it's like, Mary told me that, like, she doesn't like to play by the river. We're like, what?
Or it's like, at a funeral, it's like, she's right there. Yeah. It's like, hello? Yeah. But I'm pretty superstitious. Yeah. But, okay, here's the thing. I feel like my superstitious beliefs about ghosts have slowly been going away. Just because, like, I haven't seen anything recently. Because all of the experiences I've had were, like, when I was a kid.
That piano shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I believe in ghosts. I'm always scared I'm gonna get kidnapped.
But... My dad made me have an irrational fear that I was gonna get kidnapped. I was like, no one's trying to kidnap me.
I'm also chunky. They can pick me up.
I'm too annoying. I talk the whole damn time. Like, are we almost there yet? They would get so annoyed with me, they'd just throw me out of the car.
Yeah.
We're just gonna kidnap another kid. Yeah, I've just asked too many questions. That's on the bright side of things.
Where are we going?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever had an unexplainable... I don't like the Ouija board one. We have not played with Ouija boards. We don't mess with demons. Have you ever had an unexplainable experience with the supernatural? No.
Yes.
Girl, when?
The piano!
Okay, tell that story now.
Okay.
Yep. Wait, wasn't there a doll thing that you told, like, something connected to the doll story where there was, like, footsteps? I feel like you told me that. Maybe not.
I think that was, like, what I just said, like, and my cousins would hear, like, the footsteps. Like, it's not a story. Oh. It's just, like, something they heard. I was also 10 at the time, so, like, I probably just made up shit. But, like, it still kind of, like, scares me when I think about it. So, whenever I was a kid, I didn't really, like, believe in ghosts, per se. And so, me being a ballsy kid, I was like, I want water, so I'm gonna go downstairs. And the room that I was sleeping in was all the way at the end of the hallway on the second story. And I could hear, like, music playing. This was, like, at 3 a.m., which also, in hindsight, like, that's the
the witching hour, whatever.
That's, like, the witching hour, because it's the complete opposite of when Christ died. Which, I, like, that's, like, kind of creepy, but...
I knew about that. Like, every time I stay up late, I try to go to bed before 3, because I'm like, I don't want to be up at 3.
Oh, yeah. I just have a weird, like, superstition about that time. And so, I was, like, hearing faint music, and I didn't really know what was, like, going on, but for some reason, I kept on walking forward, and as I was walking closer towards the stairs, I made out the sound, and it was a piano. And I was kind of, like, weirded out. But I don't know, like, why was I so damn curious? Like, if I heard a piano playing...
I didn't know this was at night. I thought it was, like, in the morning, like, 8 a.m.
No.
I was like, that's not even scary. Okay.
No, so
it was more scary.
Yeah, so it was, like, 3 a.m. I was getting water, because I was really, really thirsty. And I was walking down the stairs, and then I was, like, walking slower and slower, because I knew the piano was in the living room, and whenever I turned the corner on the staircase, like, I would see the piano, and if I saw a ghost, I would probably pass out and fall down the stairs. So I went... And I saw the piano, but the piano was closed.
Was the music still playing?
It, like, as I got closer, it, like, went away. Whenever I got, like...
Okay.
To the thing. It was, like, more... It was, like, very faint. Like, I'm not... It wasn't playing, like, The Entertainer. Yeah, it wasn't
What's
like that.
What's that song from Star Wars when they're inside the...
Bum, bum, bum,
yeah. It's like that.
Yeah, no. It was... So that was, like, pretty scary. And then I didn't end up sleeping. I went back to my room. I stayed up. I woke up, like, as soon as I saw sunlight. And I talked to the maid that worked at the house. And I was like, yo, like, something kind of crazy happened last night. She's like, did you hear a piano?
Oh, okay.
She asked that to me. And I didn't even say anything. And I was like, yeah, I did. And then she was like, it happens. And I was like, it happens? Hmm. So,
okay.
That is my unexplainable experience.
I have not had an unexplainable experience with the supernatural. Ghosts don't want to talk to me. kind of sad.
Yeah, because in the compound my mom grew up in. The compound I grew up in, like, they have, like, the stereotypical ghost stories within that compound. Like, there's, like, a white lady that they see. Like,
I don't know. Like, my grandparents' house is old, but, like, it's not that old. Like, they've lived there for, like, 50 years. So, like, my family doesn't really have, like, old shit.
Oh, yeah. Because my mom's house was built, like, 100 years ago.
Yeah. Like, we don't have old shit.
Yeah. It's a cool house. Just kind of scary. Do you have a hunch about the way you'll die?
Yeah. I think I'll die. I say car accident, but maybe just any accident. Maybe a plane crash. A car accident. Probably not a plane crash.
Yeah, Haley and I were talking about this question earlier. I also agree. I think I would probably go out with a bang. Bang meaning car crash. Or, like, cancer or something. I know that's really like morbid.
Everyone has a cancer.
I know it's really morbid, but, like, my genetics are working against me because I am predisposed to get a lot of things. Except Alzheimer's, so.
Same. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God, our minds.
It's like you're going to get breast cancer.
And heart disease. Diabetes.
Twins.
Oh, my God, we're going to be linking up.
Doctor's office.
Dialysis or some
getting
shit.
Getting our chemotherapy.
Oh, my gosh. We're doing, like, crossword puzzles. Yeah, that's how I think I'm going to die.
Okay, what if this is how we die? So, we separate at, like, 30, and then we, like, don't talk anymore. But then when we're, like, 60, we, like, see each other at, like, the heart doctor or something crazy. And we link back up, we become friends again because we do our chemotherapy together. And they're like, Haley, Angelica, do you want to, like, play bingo or some old people shit? And then we die in a car accident on the way there.
Damn. We didn't even get to play bingo.
True, true, true.
That's such an inconvenience.
That's what I think is going to happen. Stephen King novel.
I don't read.
Me neither. I watched Pet Sematary and I didn't like the part where they cut her Achilles. That was really gross.
Oh, God. Yeah, I hated that. I hated that.
What unsolved murder fascinates you the most? JonBenet Ramsey. Freaking Burke did it. Also, who names their child Burke? That's stupid.
No, the brother did it. Next question.
I want to go to, like, next time I go to Colorado, I want to go to her house and just, but, like, people live there. I just want to look.
I've also been getting JonBenet Ramsey TikToks, and it's, like, my family members at my funeral, and just shows, like, people crying, and then it's, like, me in heaven, it's, like, where's JonBenet? And, oh, like, God. It's, like, what happened to you?
I've seen me in hell, where's Scrappy Doo? It's, like, where is he, Scrappy Doo?
Oh, my God. I remember I tweeted something, because there was, like, a moment in time where I was, like, randomly obsessed with the live actions, like, Scooby-Doos.
Oh, because they were good?
Yeah, because they were bangers.
Monster Island or whatever it's called?
Skull Island. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, should I do my study abroad in Skull Island?
Yes.
I still want to do it.
Was that the tweet?
Yeah, that was the tweet. Okay. And then I just, like, posted.
I recently made my Twitter private because when we were talking about doing, I have to do a journalism project where I have to post on my Instagram. And she's like, oh, all you should have public Instagrams. Like, you know when you get internships that they're going to check out all your social media. And that made me really scared. Like, I don't tweet that crazy shit, but I tweet medium crazy shit. Like,
yeah, you do.
Too crazy for professional.
So yeah. I made it private. Because I just, like, either retweet stupid stuff or, like, political stuff.
I made it private so I can just be myself.
Speak your truth.
So I can speak my truth.
In your opinion, what is the most brutal way to die?
I think we had an argument about this, because I asked, I think it was you, Bridget, Gretchen, and Brayden, if you would rather get burned alive or drown, and y'all said burned alive, and I feel like getting burned alive is the worst thing.
It's quicker than drowning. I don't know. Like,
But drowning, I don't know. Drowning doesn't seem fun. Like, I wouldn't want to drown, but it, like, seems more peaceful than getting burned alive.
I don't know.
I don't think being burned alive would go quick.
Well, neither one of them are, like, quick.
Like, but, like, at least, like, water itself isn't painful.
But, like, I don't know. I'm bad at swimming, so there have been moments where, like, I haven't drowned, but I've, like, gotten scared because of, like, the current or something. And, like, that is, like, super scary to me. I don't know why. I think it's just because I've never been burned alive, so I, like, don't really.
I haven't either.
No, but I've just, since I haven't experienced drowning, but I've experienced something similar to it, and it really, really freaked me out.
But, like, you're dying anyway.
I don't know. Well, also, that's not the most brutal way.
What do you think the most brutal way?
I think in
getting crushed to death? I don't know.
I think the most brutal way to die, for me personally, like, it's psychologically brutal being buried alive.
Oh, yeah, you're kind of right.
Because it doesn't hurt, but, like, think about the anxiety that would surge through my body. Yeah, I'm like, I would have a panic attack
under the ground and it wouldn't be okay.
And I could hear, like, the dirt going on. Like, yeah.
Maybe I'd rather get buried alive than that. Maybe.
Like, I know it's, like, not painful, but, like, I just can't fuck with that mentally. Like, it...
Yeah, because you just suffocate, but, like, I don't want
to... it makes me stressed out. I also heard this creepy thing. It's probably fake, but back then, since there wasn't like, a medical procedure after you die to, like, take out, like, all your organs and shit or, like, whatever. So, like, they would just, like, put the body, like, in a coffin, not really do anything to it. And then... I heard that they would add bells.
Yeah, that was in a movie. Was that in Pet Sematary?
Yeah, but, like, I heard about it before Pet Sematary. Oh, okay. It's probably not real, but I just think the idea of that's, like, so creepy.
Because I feel like I've seen stuff, not the bells, but I've seen stuff where it's like, oh, they unearthed this grave and there was, like, nail marks inside the coffin. They're like, these people obviously weren't dead. Oh, my
God.
Like, they thought they were dead, and then JK... Yeah.
That's crazy. Because that's, like, at least now they, like, take out all your organs, like, they put in bags and shit, because, like, there's no way you'd be alive.
Yeah.
Like, no way.
You come back. Even if you were, like, Leanne brings you back.
Oh, yeah.
You're Jericho.
Let's see. Which horror movie scarred you for life?
I don't know. I feel like I'm not that scarred from horror movies. If any, I guess Hereditary.
Yeah, that was just really unsettling.
Because, like, when we were watching Servant, it kind of took me back to the whole part where, like, he leaves the sister's body in the car overnight. And, like, the mom found it. And I was just thinking about that yesterday, and it just, I don't know.
That shit was crazy. Like, I remember watching the part, spoiler alert coming up ahead for people who want to watch Hereditary.
Hereditary spoilers.
Yeah, Hereditary spoilers. Whenever the little sister's head just gets knocked clean off.
Yeah.
When I saw that in theaters, like, that, oh my God, I can't even replicate.
Would that happen, though, or, like, would her neck just break? She'd be like.
The car was going really fast, so.
I don't know. I don't know how flesh works.
Oh my God. Yeah, because the brother was, like, freaking out.
Yeah, also, that was weird. They lived. That movie was
The party was in, like, a neighborhood. Like, there wasn't a hospital nearby.
That and...
Because you would just take her to the nearby hospital. Okay. They got EpiPens.
I have an older brother, and I feel like if they were like, yeah, you have to, like, look after Haley, he would just leave me at home. Like, why would you take your little sister to the party?
But the mom forced him to bring her.
Because they were like, we're going to a school barbecue.
Yeah, and then she was like, bring your sister. A school turnip
function.
Yeah.
Why would you go leave your sister in the room? Also, the little girl's kind of stupid because she was, like, 13. Like, you don't know that you have a food allergy at 13.
Yeah, because I feel like at that point in your life, you're just used to, like, asking.
Yeah.
Just to make sure. Because also, especially because she ate chocolate cake, like, that's a gamble. It's not like you're eating chips.
And I'm pretty sure the nuts were, like, big. Like, maybe
also, she's just stupid. You're not tasting the nuts? You're not feeling
it? Yeah, like... really. She's like, oh, no, this...
She's like, God damn it, there's cashews in here. Oh, keeps on eating. Okay. But yeah,
Have you ever seen a fresh corpse? Answer that one.
Yeah, we'll answer this. And then we should do weekly favorites real quick. And then.
Okay.
Have you ever seen... Yes, because that's a Catholic thing to have a viewing.
Yeah, I've never seen a dead body.
It is so scary. Like, it's so scary. I can't even... Like, I've been to so many funerals in my life. Thank God they have been with people that weren't super close to me. It was still really, really sad. But whenever... But my mom was like, you have to pay respects. And I'm like, I don't want to go to the fucking coffin.
Look at it.
Ooh. No, my mom was like, you have to walk up to the coffin. You have to, like, first of all, I have to, like, give my condolences to the family because they're standing next to the coffin. And then I have to walk up to the coffin and be like, yeah, like, hope you rest in peace. And then, like, walk away.
Hope you're chilling with
But
God.
I was like, can I literally just vibe in the back? And my mom was like, no, you gotta say hi to dead body. And I was like, okay.
I don't want anyone to look at me in life. In death, definitely not.
It's just, like, it's so unsettling because I think, you know, never, like, in Haunting of Hill House, the way that they made the daughter, the, what's her name? No, it's okay. The, what's her name? Nellie? Mm-hmm. The way they make Nellie look, like.
I don't remember.
Okay, well, it's just, like, it's them, but it's, like, a gray version of them.
Okay.
Like, if you turned on the contrast.
Gray visco filter.
Yeah, gray visco filter, and it's just, like, their cheeks are sunken in, like. And it's especially rough if you are going to a funeral with someone.
Yeah, it's like if you know them or like, yeah, you're like close to them, and that's so much more like worse. I feel like in my perspective is the type of thing where it's like, do you really want that to be like your last image of them?
Exactly. Especially whenever they are someone who died because of like cancer or
yeah,
whatever. Like that's like really tough to
It's
like
you'd rather just like have your memories of them when they were more healthy than like a final memory of their dead body.
Exactly. That's why I also personal opinion, I don't think you should take kids to that kind of stuff because I like can't unsee like dead bodies. So, but also I have this irrational fear that like the dead body's just going to sit up. Like if I was
every time I watch those shows with dead like those funerals.
Yeah, whenever I go, I count, I'm just, like, staring at the dead body because I think it's just going to sit up and, like, I don't know, look at me. I, you know, that's not possible.
Because they, like, don't have organs.
Yeah, they don't have organs. Like, I know they don't have organs, and I'm like, are they going to attack me? Yes, yes.
What's that? I think it might be a My Chemical Romance music video. I think it's Helena, where she's, like, dead, and she, like, sits up, and then she sings.
I want that to happen at my funeral. Pranks!
Gerard Way's there.
That'd be fun. No, that's okay. Haha, jokes!
I don't know, I think it's The Office, that thing where it's, like, I can't explain it well enough for it to be funny. He's just talking about how he wants his, like, a dead body swing from the ceiling and, like, do this whole extravagant thing. I don't know. It was weird.
Okay, so that was our Halloween Q&A. Hopefully you guys enjoyed our funny banter about Halloween and also my supernatural experiences. I guess we're going to end the podcast with some weekly favorites real quick. Haley, do you have any weekly favorites in mind?
You go first.
Oh, weekly favorites. I have, so recently I've been experiencing a lot of back pain because at my desk, y'all, like if you could see me studying, like I am slouched over like so fucking bad. And the only way.
Posture TikTok.
Yeah. So I'm on posture TikTok too. It's like exposing me for not sitting up straight because China listens. And so I bought a laptop stand and a Bluetooth keyboard, and it's been making such a difference with my posture. So also it wasn't too expensive, but yeah, that's like one of my weekly favorites. Haley, do you have a weekly favorite?
Yeah, I have two weekly favorites. I kind of said this one last week, but it wasn't fully in its glory. Okay, so we all know if you're a Harry Styles stan that there's a candle at Target called Cashmere Vanilla that's supposed to smell like Tom Ford tobacco vanilla. Oh no, it's like ranch. That Harry Styles wears. And it got sold out forever. And so I saw this other TikTok that's like the false scent of the candles came out and you can buy this other one called Sweet Tobacco and also smells like Tom Ford. So I bought it and it's really nice. Not even because I'm Harry. Harry's in my room.
Harry's in my room.
Harry's doing my advertising homework for me. It just, like, smells good. I don't know.
It does smell good. I can smell it over here.
I like it. My second favorite is Positions by Ariana Grande, the song. I haven't listened to the full album yet because I'm a big fan, and also it came out yesterday, so. But Positions is a bop. It's the winter anthem we deserved.
Yeah, it's a banger. But yeah, everyone's releasing albums. Like, Sam Smith also released. RIP Sam Smith, though. Why would you release on the same day? Like, I still like Sam Smith.
The thing is, like,
I was going to say, you can look up when other people are releasing the album, but, like, maybe he announced it first. I don't know. Wait till next week, Sam.
Yeah. That's true. But yeah, so hopefully you guys enjoyed our Halloween episode. I guess I was about to say, like, stay safe out there, but it's definitely gonna be on a Tuesday that they're gonna listen to this. Oh, yeah. Or after Halloween. Just stay safe in general.
If you went to a party, we're gonna post shame you right now. Shame.
Yeah. Fuck y'all. Oh. Yeah, why y'all go to parties? That's party? If you go to a party. That's only, but if you didn't, don't go to a party, we love you.
Love you, girl.
Love you the most. Have speak fun. Your truth.
You are a superstar.
Love you, girly. Brilliant, show-stopping, talented. Never been seen before. But yeah, so this has been Unsolicited, because literally no one asked.
But we're still here.